We turn now to Afghanistan and swift justice for a woman who was brutally murdered and then set on fire by a mob in central Kabul. After a week-long televised trial, a judge today declared a dozen people guilty of the attack and sentenced four of them to death. More convictions are expected on Sunday. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from Kabul on reaction to the verdict.
A black and white banner demanding justice for Farhunda hangs over this market area in Kabul, where the 27-year-old was killed by an angry mob in mid-March. Farhunda, who like many Afghans goes by one name, was falsely accused by a mullah or religious leader and his supporters of burning the Quran. Their claims enraged a crowd outside a shrine here and led dozens of people to beat her with their fists, boards, and rocks until she was dead. The gruesome attack and desecration of her remains were captured on videos that went viral worldwide. But today, Farhunda got justice, says one university student. We are not naming her because she's received threats.
At least some people are punished. Some people are going to be sent to prison. And the people who were directly involved with her killing brutally are going to be executed.
One of the reasons the student received the threats is because she helped carry Farhunda's coffin to the gravesite, an act that is taboo for women here.
I felt like I have to do this. We are carrying all the violence, all the craziness that's going on against women in this country. And because we've been carrying it on our shoulders, and this is something that can happen to any of us, I was like, we should be able to carry this. And we don't want the men who killed her to carry her.
The student is among the hundreds of Afghans who protested and petitioned the government until it agreed to act against those who killed Farhunda.
It happened somewhere that everybody could relate to, like right in front of a mosque in center of the city, very few blocks away from police and from the presidential palace. And people were like, oh my God, it can happen to anybody.
If the sentences are upheld, one of those executed will be the mullah who falsely accused Farhunda. Some during the trial testified he did so because she had criticized him for sexually taking advantage of women who came to him for help. But back at the market, Mirwais Malakzadeh criticizes the court for, quote, overdoing it. The cell phone salesman says no one is happy when an Afghan Muslim is murdered, especially a pious one like she appears to have been. But sentencing four people to death when only one was killed? That's too many. Cut off their hand, cut off their ear instead. More criticism is likely to come during Friday prayers from mullahs who've been very critical of Farhunda and her supporters. Their pressure could turn public sentiment and lead to today's sentences being overturned on appeal. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.